We're recording. All right. I want to welcome you to the ZR Incident Communications Center ICC Specialist course. And tonight we're addressing Part C and Part D. We broke it up into four pieces. Hopefully we can get through both C and D. But before we begin, there's a lot of material in your packet. And again, I'm going to try to talk to the tape. And I would direct everybody to the piece, those in the class here, to the piece of paper. It has no holes in it, which is a printout of the SOCMET course 223C. For future reference, in your packet, and this is also true out on the web, there's a number of PowerPoint slides for Part C and Part D. But after that, there's a whole bunch of attachments. And there, and on your on the list that that looks has the blue print, you can see, for example, the slide 01-01 reference ZRICS abbreviations updated as of April 25th, 2013 PDF. I would recommend you go through the attachments and jot down the reference 01-01, 01-2 for the various items, because I'm going to be referring to them as we go through this. Also, thinking that if we can get through all the class material tonight, then we will not have our 29th of May meeting, but rather be doing some drills. Either monthly meeting drills or maybe weekly check-in drills. So anyway, again, as we go through the various attachments that I refer to, jot down, slide 0201 or 0202 or whatever is appropriate. And you've got a list there of all of them. Okay, want to bring your attention now to the fact that Jay has updated our SOCMET glossary of abbreviations, which is in your packet. That is slide or reference 01-01. So for those on the tape, would recommend if you printed this out from a prior session, trash that and get the latest and greatest version in Part C of our class. Okay. So now we're going to kick off. What I'm doing here in class, we're looking at the ZR Incident Communication Center Specialist Part B. I'm going back to notification. We've already covered it briefly, but we covered it last week or 2 weeks ago. But I'm going to go through and just highlight the important pages very quickly. And so we're now looking at slide number 35 in that PowerPoint presentation, titled "What is Notification?" And just as a review, notification is when our host or sponsoring organization contacts any one of us to communicate a real or potential threat or hazard or other situation exists and to get ready to be mobilized. And then if we then go to slide 36, we saw this before. The key point here is that we don't want to self-deploy until told so by our resource net control. And by the way, during the May 5th exercise that we had, everybody did a really super job of not self-deploying and waiting until you got your mobilization information. Now moving on to slide 37, and it says, initiate the ZR2-08AA-F form. And of course, we all know right off the bat what that means. I bring your attention to the next attachment in your packet. And this is a new listing created by Jay called SOCMET Form Numbers. And it's a quick way to take a look at the form numbers that Wayne had assigned to the various checklists and so forth, and know what we're talking about. So for example, ZR208AAF is in fact our activation mobilization checklist, if you haven't already memorized it.
And Bob, just a comment, there's a revision online for that form to correct that formatting issue.
Okay, good. Yes, Jay brought it to my attention tonight that what I hadn't seen, that the center column is being truncated a little bit. So yeah, we'll and that's also true of the form out on the website. So that'll be updated very shortly. But anyway, Jay, thanks for creating this so we can keep our heads straight with these form numbers. Okay, now moving on. We are now going to look at slide 39. And 39, again, this is a another handout that you have. It's the one that highlights the various NAM, NAM levels, notification, activation, mobilization, and on the right. And please label this reference 01-03 because we'll be referring to it as that in subsequent sessions. And also keep this one handy because we'll be referring to it as we go further on down the presentation tonight. Okay, now when we move on to slide 40, one of the things that I wanted to, now we're talking about notification. And the first bullet item says use standardized scripts and use standardized activation levels, messages. And then it talks about this is an organizational MAPS. Anybody remember what MAPS means?
Minimal Acceptable Performance Standards.
Yeah, right on. And we spent a lot of time talking about MAPS in the 262A class. So for the people that are listening on tape, I would refer you to the session that's dated February 6, 2013, intro to ICS 214A. And specifically the reference in that class to slide 04, which is a handout that talks about MAPS. It helps to define for us what MAPS are. And then I would also draw your attention to 262B, the second part of that presentation, where Jay created a really good review in the quiz on maps. There were, I forget now, but there was, what, probably 20-some questions that highlighted what was important about maps. So again, if you want to go back and review, it's the session February 6, 2013, to course 262A and 262B. Okay. And of course, during notification, all members will turn to the designated resource net. We know that. And the first operator on site becomes net control. And that's why all of us need to rotate through being net control. And I think that's it for that particular slide as a review. Whoops. We're now looking at slide 41, self-explanatory. Slide 42. Slide 42 is the restat report. And Okay, where is our customized restat report found in our Mississippi Hill RACES manual?
4-3.
4-3? Is it 4-3 or actually, see, we could using your form. Or is it 5-24?
Both of them.
In two different locations. Okay, good. Also, you have a copy of the restat report, or restat report form as a handout. You want to label that reference 02-02 for future reference. And that's it for slide 42. Now, slide 43. We talked about at length last 2 weeks ago. So we're now at slide 44. And now we progressed from a SAL 1 level to SAL 2. And as you can see on slide 44, the thing that makes SAL 2 different than SAL 1 is what?
Somebody else down the road of PCI activated.
Right, exactly. Somebody else within our operational area mobilized. Activated or mobilized, actually. And so if you see or hear that that has occurred, then we escalate to a SAL 2 level. And our operational area is what?
I say it's the county.
It is a county.
And all of the government organizations in, including cemeteries, water, schools, everybody in there.
Exactly. For Orange County.
Correct.
Okay. Right on.
And arguably, is OC RACES, or Paloma Bridge, they everything closed down from them, the governing body of all the other RACES organizations?
Yes. Well, yes or no? Al, what do you think?
I don't think so.
No, I think
they're
the main coordinating agency, but there is local, what do we call it?
Autonomy.
Yeah. It's everybody's autonomous.
Yeah, everybody's autonomous. According to ICS, well, let's think about ICS. The only reason that a city would go to OC RACES officially would be A, to report status according to ICS, or B, to ask for additional resources. So I think I was wrong in my initial comment that there isn't it's a dotted line relationship, I would suggest, rather than a solid line relationship.
It's probably talks to Paul Casamon, city
yeah.
boss.
Yeah, we have solid line to Paul. dotted line to any other organization, well, to Orange County Races. I think maybe that's the